Port Adelaide team member, food writer Diane Matson, was in Tasmania recently and visited some farm gates where she met quail farmer Bruce Wiggins from Rannoch Quail in Nabina. Bruce has built a small quail supply farm up to a major concern, running up to 40,000 birds at a time, which go to markets all over Australia. They are surprisingly much more prolific layers than chickens, and they're ready to be processed for eating at just 4.5 weeks old.
I'm here talking to Bruce Wiggins from Rannoch Quail on the very southern tip of the Tasman Peninsula in a beautiful spot called Nubina, and we're actually at his quail farm where there's all these gorgeous little birds moving from 0 days up to about how many weeks are they when you...
About four and a half weeks.
Yeah. So Bruce has been on this property, how long was it?
Too long. 32 years.
32 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was a small establishment when you took it over, but you've built it up?
Now, originally it was just a contract quail growing business. So there was just a quail shed, like a miniature chicken shed virtually. And another entity would bring the young chicks over. The people that owned the property would grow them out till they were at market size, and then somebody would come and pick them up and go and process them.
Okay.
So in about 1990, we purchased the whole box and caboodle for the hatching and processing side, moved it onto the site, and set up a fully integrated quail production facility.
Okay, so it has grown, obviously, and you've built all these sheds and hatching facilities yourself?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so, and how many birds do you carry here?
If we're at full capacity, about 40,000.
About 40,000.
Yeah.
All right, and where do they go mostly? Because you process them here for, is it mostly for restaurants?
Mostly for restaurant trade, yes.
Okay, and they go all over Australia?
Yeah, well, about half the production's used in Tasmania, and the other half goes to Perth in Western Australia, a little bit to Adelaide, a bit to Melbourne, and a bit to Brisbane, Queensland.
Okay, and so we've had a look at the gorgeous racks and racks of little quail eggs. Just tell me what happens to them from there.
Okay, so we've got a couple of batches of layers that keep on popping. Each hen pops out about 5 eggs on average a week.
That's a lot of eggs for a tiny little bird, isn't it?
Yes, they're very efficient egg layers, actually. Quail are much more efficient at laying eggs than chickens. So each day we tray them up onto the incubation trays. And when we've got the required quantity, they go into the incubator. And once the incubation temperature comes up to 100 degrees Fahrenheit, the egg starts to develop. And 18 days later, hopefully, a little quail pops out. After they've hatched, we put them into the growing sheet. And 4.5 weeks later, they're market size. And the whole process at the processing plant begins. We generally try to get the size of the birds up to something that the restaurants is useful for the restaurants.
So is that by weight or size?
Yes, by size. So we try to aim for something that one bird is an entree size.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want a main course, that's two birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you welcome people here on the property as with a farm gate outlet, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, and you have a variety of products. So I noticed some beautiful smoked products as well. Are there? It's all done here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yep. We've got a smokehouse in the processing plant.
Mm-hmm.
So there's basically two versions of the quail. So the whole version with all the bones in it, like you'd buy a frozen chook at the supermarket. And we butterfly bone that and that's taken all the backbone, the rib cage, out, so there's none of the fiddly little bones left. And that's probably our most popular product.
Okay.
After that, we brine that and sell a brined version, and we smoke it, sell a smoked version.
Right.
And the other thing we have is drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some customers that buy quail breast meat, and with the drumsticks that are left, we smoke or brine them, and they're really good for nibbles.
And they work out to, they're actually surprisingly very reasonably priced.
At the moment, it's probably cheaper than steak. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's got plenty of flavour, but not a real... A lot of people worry that it's going to be a tiny bird with a gamey flavour. They're not
nothing
at all.
Nothing like
very
that.
Very delicate flavour.
Yeah. Yes.
So for you and your wife, you run this property together. Do you eat very much quail yourself?
Depends on the time of the year. If we're running short of something to... what are we going to have for tea tonight? Oh, let's have some quail.
So how do you cook it?
Well, I used to marinate in a soy sauce based marinade with a bit of ginger, a bit of garlic. That comes up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be careful not to, depending on what soy you use, some of them are quite salty, so you've got to water it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been eating just brined, just straight brined. So we, instead of marinating them, they're soaked in a brine solution, a salt solution, and that's very lightly salted.
Do you have a very secret recipe for a brine?
No, it's just float an egg in the water, add some what do they call it, curate solution, and leave it there for 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
And away you go.
Okay.
Done.
There you go. And so on the barbecue?
Barbecue, yeah, that's good. Oven's just as good.
Yep.
Oven's probably less messy.
Yeah, and they don't take very long to cook, do they?
No, about 20 minutes.
And what do you most like to eat with them?
Usually a salad.
It's just a nice, very simple, healthy meal, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
And very reasonably priced. Yeah. So are you open most days here at the farm for people to visit?
Most days. There's usually somebody here between 9 and 12 o'clock each day.
Okay.
But we still... Anybody that rings, if they're travelling any distance, just give us a call. Make sure that we're around, because we've got other farming activities here. This is an operational beef farm as well.
Yep, and there's a lavender farm just up the road and Port Arthur and plenty of reasons to come down this way to the Tasman Peninsula, and it's such a beautiful part of the world.
That's
right. So you moved here from the mainland, so you said you were born in Tasmania?
Yeah, I was born in this area.
And you wanted to come back?
I moved away for 10 years and then decided to come back. And everybody has to go and have a look at the world. Come back 10 years later and I've been here ever since.
Yep. And this is where you're going to stay?
That's it.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful property. Thank you very much for talking to me, Bruce.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Diane Matson, Adelaide food writer, speaking there with Tasmanian quail farmer Bruce Wiggins. I'm very fond of quail.
Are you? Mm. Yes, I'm sorry. I've jumped on you with a sweeper there.
Sorry.